Watch, Dana Loesch, modern-day book burners have no idea what real fascism is. By Hannah Blow on June 6, 2019. Conservative radio host and prominent NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch railed against the left's attempts at conservative censorship during Turning Point USA's 2019 Young Women's Leadership Summit. Dana Loesch made a point to talk about the significance of the 75th observance of D-Day, noting all of the brave individuals who risked everything for freedom. When a nation calls for greatness, our country answers, she said. She noted the fact that the latest bout of conservative censorship emerged on the 75th observance of D-Day and explained what it meant to her. There's one thing I really think about, what was the news yesterday with YouTube and Facebook and all of the social media and tech platforms. It seems so weird that this has kind of spilled out fully in the public sphere where now late-night news is discussing it even, Loesch said. And it happened on the observance, the 75th observance of D-Day. I think that if those soldiers, who were on those amphibious transports going toward certain death, if they were here in our age in modern time today, do you think they would be bothered that someone made a mean video about them on YouTube? Loesch asked. Do you think they would be bothered that someone said something mean to them on Twitter? Would they demand that Facebook take down someone's page because they were expressing a viewpoint with which they disagree? She continued. These men, they fought real fascism. These men. They faced real tyranny, she added. These people who are demanding modern-day book burning have no idea what real fascism is. But I'll tell you a tenet of it is controlling speech, she said. A tenet of it is trying to eradicate every single idea that challenges yours. She issued a pointed message to those trying to silence viewpoints they do not agree with, grow up. Grow up. I hope that we are worthy of the sacrifices that have been made for us, Loesch said in reference to those who lost their lives fighting for freedom.